Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott and I'm feeling somewhat under the weather this afternoon, so please bear with me. It'll mostly be jazz. You won't be hearing much from me. So we're going to start off with Renee Lee from her album Deep Song, and this is a composition entitled Easy Living.
But you
Well, there was a composition that was originally done. I'm not sure if it was originally done, but certainly popularized by the late, great Billie Holiday. And we just heard a version from Renee Lee from her album entitled Deep Song. And we're going to listen now to Eddie Gomez. And I'm pretty sure this next track is entitled Tenderly. It's one of those CDs where you're not quite sure if it's track one or track two or whatever. So this is from Eddie's album Next Future. And we're going to listen to a beautiful rendition of Tenderly. Thank you. From the bass of Eddie Gomez, that was his version of Tenderly. And right now, we're going to listen to some music from Virginia Mayhew, up-and-coming sax player from the United States. We're going to listen to her version of Invitation. And then we're going to hear from Virginia herself, describing herself and where she's from and stuff like that. And then we're going to go way back to 1966 and listen to a little organ from Shirley Scott, and then go back even further to 1958 and listen to the man who performs the theme song to In Transition. This is Dizzy Reese from Blues in Trinity, and we'll listen to a little Colorblind. But first up, here's Virginia Mayhew from her album entitled Ninny Green and Invitation on CHUO FM.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Virginia Mayhew. This is a special record for many reasons, not the least of which is it has a lot of my friends and great musicians on it. Leon, Adam, Ingrid, Harvey, and Kenny Barron were my dream team for this CD. We're playing five of my originals, and they were just the perfect people to interpret those, as well as the standards that we did. I started playing the clarinet when I was 10 years old, and when I was 16, the high school jazz band needed a saxophone. So I started on the alto then and went to my clarinet teacher and said, "Can you help me with this?" And he got very excited, much more excited than he ever was for the clarinet lessons, and told me what records to buy and practice this and listen to that. And so I went to the Keystone Corner. And when I first started going to the Keystone Corner, I heard Dexter Gordon a few times and George Coleman, Archie Shepp, Bill Evans, Art Blakey, Rosson Roland Kirk, so many great musicians, and that got me really excited about music. The man who made the biggest impression on me in my early jazz life was Dexter Gordon. I just loved his playing. It was slower than Bird and Coltrane, so I was able to understand it better, and I loved his sound and his swing. It took me a long time to choose between classical clarinet and jazz saxophone. I come from a classically oriented family. I went to college as a clarinet major and kept up the saxophone on the side and switched back and forth for a number of years, and finally decided that if I wanted to be a professional musician, I needed to stop going to school and practice. So I did that and lived in San Francisco for 7 years, started working around there, got a lot of experience and studied. And I moved to New York in 1987 to go to the New School, and I met all sorts of great established giants and future young lions there, and learned quite a bit and got myself started in New York. I love to compose. I have 5 tunes on this CD. I want to write more songs and make more arrangements, keep growing musically, playing with great musicians in places where a lot of people can hear the music. Thank you.
Erskine Hawkins popularized this tune entitled Tippin' In from one of the most popular bands of the 1940s, certainly one of the most traveled bands, Erskine Hawkins. And his lead alto at the time was Bobby Smith, and he wrote Tippin' In. It was performed for us by Shirley Scott on organ, Richard Davis on bass, and Johnny Carson's drummer, Ed Shaughnessy, from 1966. And before that, Virginia Mayhew, from her album Ninny Green and her version of Invitation. You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1 on your FM dial, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. Well, as promised, Dizzy Reese is up next from his 1958 recording Blues in Trinity, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled Colorblind. from trumpet player Dizzy Reese. That was a composition written by Dizzy entitled Colorblind, and that was from his Blue Note recording Blues in Trinity, recorded at Decca Studios in London, England, August 24th, 1958. Dizzy Reese was born in Kingston, Jamaica on January the 5th, 1931, and has played with many, many bands, including Tony Crombie's band. He worked in Germany, Holland, with drummer Wallace Bishop, Sandy Moss, and Don Bias. His first instrument actually was the baritone horn that he played around the age of 11. He switched to trumpet at 14. His schoolmates included the great alto sax player Joe Harriet and the great tenor sax player Wilton Bogey Gaynor. Came to Europe via London in 1948, gigged around Paris in late 40s, early 50s. And as far as I know, he's still alive. Not sure exactly what he's doing. It would be nice to hear from him again. But in any case, that was Dizzy Reese from 1958 with Colorblind, featuring Donald Byrd on trumpet, Tubby Hayes on tenor sax, Jerry Shannon on piano, Lloyd Thompson from Canada on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Well, certainly when you talk about a jazz classic, the composition West End Blues certainly has to rank among the top three. Louis Armstrong recorded this classic back in the 1920s, and we're going to listen to a cover version of this tune from trumpet player Leroy Jones. Leroy has Craig Klein on trombone, Thaddeus Richard on piano, Kerry Lewis on bass, and Gerald French is on drums. And I know throughout the years many, many musicians have tried to do this piece justice, and we're going to listen to this 1996 recording entitled Props for Pops. It's on the Nopti Columbia label, readily available. And let's listen to Leroy Jones with West End Blues. Thank you. one of the great exponents of expression on the scene today. That was the great Sheila Jordan. I'm telling you, when you listen to that last track, you can't help but shed a tear or get really emotional. She does that to the listeners. It's incredible. That was an 18th century Scottish ballad entitled The Water is Wide, and that's from her superlative recording entitled From the Heart. Some nice bass playing there from Harvey Schwartz. And before that, Leroy Jones and his version of West End Blues, and I just received a call from Gordon Bennett, and thank you, Gordon. Gordon gave his seal of approval on that version, and it meant the world to me for sure, because it's not an easy piece to play. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're going to go Canadian now with the late Haygood Hardy from his album Morocco, and this is a composition of Miles Davis's. It's entitled Freddy Freeloader.
You're listening to CHUO-FM 89.1, Canada's only bilingual campus community radio station. CHUO-FM 89.1, our diversity, your radio.
Hey, I've heard that song before. And you can hear it, too, on CHUO's program of popular music from the 1920s to the 1950s. The years of swing and big bands, great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and on the hit parade. Music from the golden years of popular song. CHUO, Sunday mornings at 11, for I've Heard That Song Before.
My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz on CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. And we just heard a wonderful version of Bill Evans' composition entitled Very Early, and that was pianist Oliver Jones from his just-in-time release entitled A Class Act. And before that, we heard a Sackville recording from Jeff Keyser from his album Trio, released in 1993. And a gorgeous medley, including Darn That Dream and Sophisticated Lady. Another pianist slash vibist recording for the Sackville label as well, Haygood Hardy from his album Morocco, and Freddie Freeloader. Well, up next, we have three tenor sax players, various styles for sure. First one we're going to listen to is Willis Jackson from 1950. This is from an album entitled Call of the Gators, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled More Blues at Midnight. Then we're going to follow that up with a true legend of tenor sax playing, Sonny Rollins from his 1993 release entitled Old Flames, and we're going to listen to My Old Flame. And we're going to conclude the next set with a 1992 recording from Johnny Griffin entitled Dance of Passion, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled Dawn.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was music from Johnny Griffin from his album Dance of Passion from 1992. And we heard a composition entitled Dawn. And before that, Sonny Rollins from 1993 from his album Old Flames. And we just heard My Old Flame. Willis Jackson before that. What a belter of the blues from his album Call of the Gators from 1950. And we heard a track entitled More Blues at Midnight. You're listening to CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. My name is Randy McElligott. The show is called In Transition, heard each and every week between the hours of 1 and 3 p.m. Right now, we're going to listen to some music from a band known as the Bronx Horns, and this is their tribute to the great Horace Silver. It's entitled Silver in the Bronx. Latin jazz interpretations of the music of Horace Silver is what they profess to be, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled Peace. And after that, we're going to go listen to some Art Blakey from his Live at Kimball's recording, his version of You and the Night and the Music. And we'll follow it up with someone who unfortunately I missed this past year at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival, but I heard put on a superlative show, Lynn Ariel, live at Montreux, and we're going to listen to her version of Estate. But before that, here's the Bronx Horns with Peace. Thank you. You've been listening to some live music from one of the great pianists on the scene today, Lynn Ariel, and her trio live at Montreux in Switzerland. My name is Randy McElligott. You've been listening to 2 hours of jazz on CHUO-FM 89.1. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Coming up in about 2-3 minutes' time, Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.